despite of the bad weather. Diba, sabi nga yung panahon ay masarap matulog. And I really praise the Lord for that dahil nandito po kayo. And that's the beauty of having an afternoon service. Kahit po may bad weather, hirap bumangon sa umaga, pwede pa rin naman mamayang hapon, 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. Now, before we go to our passage this morning, I'd just like to give an update with you. Remember that we end our contract actually here in Solteya. We end our contract last June. Okay? And then they just allowed us to use this place actually month by month. But first, they fixed it in 3 months. But they lowered our monthly rental from 320,000 a month. They lowered it to 125,000 for the next 3 months. And we will end that 3 month lock-in period by September 30. Okay? So please do pray with us and for us, because we will talk to Solteya tomorrow afternoon. We'll have a meeting with them. And hopefully they will allow us to use this place until probably June of 2019. Because we know that we have a construction, build our own building, and it will take 10 months, perhaps 1 year, to be able to build. So let's pray that they will allow us to use this facility until June of 2019. And hopefully with the same amount of 125,000, because we're now trying to raise funds for our building project. And with regards to the building project, next week, I think Elder Seth will announce more about that. And for those of you who already received this, pledge form, kung meron po sa inyo na meron na nung mga pledge form, if you have that, kindly drop it later at our offering. Eh, kung wala pa po kayo, ask our ushers. Ibigyan kayo nitong pledge form na meron po tayo. Now, we are still in our series, Wisdom Literature, and in this month, we're discussing about the book of Proverbs. So, but before we go to our passage, let us watch this video clip. So, what parenting style do you have? But with regards to the last one, I understand the Bible says, spare not the child a rod, okay? So, but there's a right way of spanking. Okay, yun lang po yung sinasabi dun sa last one. So, here's the truth for all of us, especially for us parents, because I understand that parenting is hard, right? I think all the parents will agree with me with this, that parenting is hard because there's no course on parenting, Nakakita na ba kayo ng college course on parenting? That Bachelor of Arts in Parenting. Wala po, di ba? So it's really hard because, but the good news is that the Lord has given us principles on what do we need to do or what we must do as parents. The biblical principles, and we can find that in the Word of God. But today, here's what we must understand, that as parents, we must disciple our children. We must disciple our own children. So may I invite all of you to please stand up in reverence to the reading of God's Word. And let us read this together. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Again, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Can we read this together? 1, 2, 3, go. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this morning, Lord, that despite of the weather, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for all these people who are here, and they are really committed, Lord God, to worship you through songs, to worship you, Lord God, by studying your word, and later, Lord, to worship you even in our giving. Lord, we thank you, and we ask, Father, for your spirit to be with us this morning and even this afternoon as we study your word, particularly, Lord, about parenting. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Please be seated. Now remember that our theme this August is the book of Proverbs, and the main theme of the book of Proverbs is this, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge or the beginning of wisdom. And of course, fools despise wisdom and instruction. So my prayer is that we will all be wise by fearing the Lord, by revering our Lord Jesus Christ. And the book of Proverbs, actually one of the scholars named Daniel Esther said, it contains instructions in wisdom for life. So it's important for us to read and study the book of Proverbs because it will give us wisdom in life, principles in life that we can really apply every day. The counterpart of the book of Proverbs is actually book of James. Remember, we had a series on the book of James because just like James, this book is action-oriented. It's full of application. It's a lot of application for our life. Now, one thing that I want us to remember when we are reading the book of Proverbs. Remember that the book of Proverbs, these are general principles, not promises. Okay, let me repeat that. The book of Proverbs, they are principles and not promises. Daniel Estes said in his book, it, referring to the book of Proverbs, is not intended to be a precise statement that can be taken as a promise or an absolute, but instead, it is a general principle crafted to be memorable. Now, here's another one from the book, How to Read the Bible for All It's Worth. And hopefully, you can grab this book. This is just a cheap book and around 200 pesos. In every Christian bookstore, How to Read the Bible for All It's Worth by Fee and Stewart. And this is what they say about the book of Proverbs. They said, a proverb is a brief, it's a compact, brief, particular expression of truth. The briefer a statement is, the less likely it is to be totally precise and universally applicable. They do not state everything about a truth, but they point toward it. They are learnable guidelines for the shaping of selected behavior. That is why we say that the book of Proverbs, they are principles and not promises. Now going to our passage in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6, one commentary has said that remember that a proverb is not a promise. Okay? Therefore, this one, Proverbs 22 6, this one is no guarantee for any method of parenting. It should never be interpreted so caring parents whose offspring give up the faith or get into trouble are at fault. Okay? Yes, it's true that this is principles, not promises, but this does not negate our responsibility as parents. That we as parents, we have this responsibility to disciple our own children. So here's Here's what we can learn from Proverbs 22:6, that parents must disciple, dedicate, or direct their children towards the direction that God has for them, towards the God's will for their life. It's not about our will for our parents. Madalas natin itong naririnig na wala namang magulang na gustong, di ba, mapasama ang kanilang anak. Kaya sometimes we insist our own will to our children. But we must direct them not to our will, but towards God's will in their lives. Let's look at the general principle in verse 6. It says there again, train up a child in the way he should go. And even when he is old, he will not depart from it. First, the word child. In Hebrew, the word child, yes, it could mean a boy or a girl, but it could also mean a youth. Or even young adult, a young people. Okay? So the word child here does not only refer to toddlers, but it could refer up to the young adult. So what can we learn from that? So when we talk about a child here, we are talking about children that is under the care of their parents. For as long as you, children, you are under the care of your parents, of course, the lesson here for you is to obey your parents. Okay? Although, even though we're talking about parents, but for the children, the application for you is to obey your parents. Okay? Now, it's a child, again, we're not just talking about toddlers, but even we're talking about the youth and even young adults. For as long as that child or your children is still under your care. Okay? Are we clear on that? Because sometimes we make an excuse, a child, it's just, we're talking about toddler. No. The Hebrew word here, it refers up to young people. Now, the word train. The word train here, it means to dedicate, to consecrate, and even to disciple. To dedicate or to consecrate means to set apart for the Lord. And during their time, especially the time of Solomon, they are directing their children towards the will of God, towards the righteousness, towards the path of righteousness. That is why in the New Living Translation, it says, direct your children. Okay? It's no longer train, but the NLT says, direct your children onto the right path. Okay? Now, the word train also, it could also mean discipleship. Okay? Now, here's the question for us. Okay? For us parents, okay, let me ask you, whose responsibility it is to disciple our children? Is it the responsibility of the Sunday school teachers? Is it the responsibility of the pastors? Is it the responsibility of the youth pastors? Whose responsibility it is? Is it? It's the parents. It's the parents. We should not make an excuse, there's a church. It's up to the pastors, it's up to them. Because look at what the Word of God is saying to us, referring to the Old Testament during the time of Solomon. Okay, it says here, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be upon your hearts." And look at verse 7. You, and who is that you? Moses is talking to the parents. You shall teach them all these things from verses 4 to 6. You shall teach them diligently to your children. So parents, teach this diligently to your children. Now that's the Old Testament. What about in the New Testament? In the New Testament, it says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but," look at this, "bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." And in Greek, the word father there, it could also mean parent or parents. Although in Greek, it's in masculine, that's why they translated it as fathers. But the meaning there, it means parents. So we can literally translate this, parents, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the instruction, the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And let me tell you, parents, that the instructions of the Lord, they are very easy to learn, if only that we will read the Bible. Of course, we do not know the instructions of the Lord because we do not read the Bible. But if we read His Word, if we read the Bible, then we will know the instructions of the Lord. So, beloved, I want us to see very clearly regarding our responsibility as parents. I understand that GCF Nuvali were composed of young families, so this is a very good lesson for you. Okay? It is our responsibility as parents to disciple our children, to disciple, to dedicate, to direct them towards God's will, towards the path that God prepared for them. Now, what's the role of the church, the role of the pastor? We are here to just to augment the discipleship program that you already have inside your home. But discipleship, it should start inside your home. Are we clear on that? Parents. Iisa lang yung nag-amen, ha? Parang nandito lang. Parents, eh nandito lang ba yung mga parents? How about sa likod? Do you agree with me? Parang mahina pa rin. Do you agree with me? Ayaw nyo yata, ayaw nung iba eh, di ba? It is our responsibility as parents because the word of God is clear. It's not the responsibility of the church. It's for us parents to disciple our children. What? The word of God is clear there. Bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So parents, disciple your children. Now the next thing, here it says, in the way they should go. Train up a child in the way they should go. In Hebrew, this is just one word. That word's way they should go, it's just one word. And it means their journey towards the path of righteousness. It means journey, their walk with the Lord. Walking in accordance to God's will in their lives. That is why one Bible encyclopedia says about this Hebrew word in the way that it was just translated as the way they should go. It says, it often refers to the actions and behavior of men who either follow the way of the righteous or the way of the wicked. The way of the righteous is closely linked with the way of the Lord. Now, parents, okay, listen to this. Parents are to command their children to keep the way of the Lord, which is found in the statutes and commandments of God's law. In our context, which can be found in the Bible, the scripture, the 66 books from Genesis to Revelation. So parents, we are here to command our children to keep the way of the Lord. Now, what is its significance to us as 21st century parents? Usually, what we want for our children, actually, it's not God's will, but we insist on our own will. Right? And dapat ganito kunin mo. Even in the course, sa college. Okay, to give you an example. I personally had a talk with my daughter because she's already entering grade 9. In a few years, she will enter college. Okay? Now we had a talk. Okay, Kyla, what's your plan? What course do you want to take? Ganyan talaga tayo as parents. Daddy, I really like arts. So, fine arts. Fine arts? Walang pera dyan, anak eh. I don't mean, di ba, baka magalit sa akin yung mga nagtitake ng fine arts, okay? Walang pera yata dyan, anak. Why? Because during my time, okay, my course in college is Bachelor of Science in Business Ad, major in Computer Management. Because during my time, back then, the in thing is computer science. So that's how I know I will make money through computer. And even during when I was still in the marketplace, I am in the IT industry. So I know how to make money using computers. So, but arts? Now I know arts because I had my Master of Arts in Christian Studies. But that's it. But fine arts, how can you make money with painting, drawings? Because that's what I understand about fine arts. It's all about drawing and painting. I don't know. So I am criticizing things that I don't understand. That's the problem as parents. Sometimes we criticize things that we don't understand. Because what we want, again, we often say to our children, what we want is the best for you. But that should not be the case. What we should direct them towards what God wants for them. It's not about what we want for them. Now, the Lord actually rebuked me with this because I heard from Andy Stanley, okay, and let me share this to you, because he had this small talk about parenting. He said, here's the problem with us as parents when our children gave their ideas, started to give their ideas about what they want in life, in the future. We often say, how, right? How are you going to make money? How are you going to live your life? That's the problem. We how to death our children. Because that is how it is in the marketplace, right? When you give your ideas, when you're in your office giving ideas, immediately your superior will say, how are we going to make money? How are we going to make income with this? Yun ang problema. Nadadala natin ngayon sa bahay yun. Kaya pag nagsalita na si anak natin, oh, paano naman yan? Paano ko mabubuhay? Ba? Ang daming tanong. And with that, yung dream, patay na. Kasi, okay, daddy, huwag na. Diba? Hindi niya na itutuloy. And Andy Stanley said, instead of us being a how-to-death parents, we must become wow parents. That when our children said, daddy, I want to take fine arts, wow! Because I do believe that it's up to the Lord. At the end of the day, we do not hold the lives of our children. It depends on the Lord. And the Lord actually rebuked me with this because, you know what? One of her paintings, she was able to sell one of her paintings. I think around 7,000 pesos. Wow! Grade 9! Kumikita ka, anak! Kung grade 9 ako, hindi ako kumikita ng ganyan. Ha? And she had this, she was commissioned to do one of an artwork, wall art, in one of the companies there in Silang, and another one here in one of the tutorial site, using art. Ako, kumikita ka, daig mo pa ako. Ha? Now I understand that it's not about what we want, but if that is the direction that God has for her, sige anak, hanap tayo ng school. What do you want? Hanap na lang kung anong, kung saan ka papasok. Taking up fine arts. If that is the way that God wants you to do, if that is the path that God prepared for you, then I will support you with that. Because that is my task as parents. Direct them towards the path God has in store for them. It's not about my will, but I am here to discover God's will for you as your parent, as your father. And I hope that we understand this, church, that we must become a wow parents. Let us not how to death our children. Because the world, once they are there, once they are started working, the world will give them a lot of hows. How. But for us, let's start with wow. Because it's up to the Lord on how to make them. Success depends upon the hand of the Lord. Now, let me give you an application with this. And I will share to you from the book Motivate. Actually, this came from Peter Tanchi. And I want you to remember this word, motivate. Okay? Motivate. Now, first, what are we going to do as parents? Remember, we are here to direct our children, okay, towards God's will for them. First, we must become a model for them. The Word of God says, here's the principle. The Apostle Paul said, be imitators of me just as I imitate Christ. So, the parents, as parents, let us be, may we be able to say this, okay? You copy the way I follow God. Can we say that to our children? You copy the way I am following God right now. To know your calling is to follow God's revealed will. And we can read the revealed will of God in His Word. We can discern the will of God in our life when we read the revealed will of God in His Word. So just as parents, we must model it to our children. The problem sometimes with us parents is this. Maybe we are not aware of this. We are not saying this verbally. But this is what we are actually communicating to our children. Do what I say, not what I do. Right? Sometimes that is what we are communicating the way we live our life. Do what I say, and not what I do. But look at what Peter Tanchi said in his book Motivate. He said, research has revealed that children have an inborn ability to mimic what they see, imitating not only our actions, but also our behavior and attitudes. Now, there's this saying that values are more caught than taught. To direct, dedicate, disciple our children, parents, more than the long lectures. More than the long lectures. Now, I understand, yes, we must teach them the Word of God. We must preach to them the values, the principles that can be found in the Word of God. But equally important is that they must see our obedience to the Word of God. We must become a model. In order for us to disciple our children, we must become a model to them. We must model to them obedience. So I want us to reflect this right now. I want you to ask yourself, as a parent, especially for parents here, as a parent, can you ask this to yourself? What kind of model am I to my children, or to my child? What kind of model am I to my children? So parents, disciple your children by becoming a model. Set an example to them. Christ-likeness. We must exemplify Christ-likeness to our children. Model. Next is open communication. The Word of God says in James chapter 1, verse 19, quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. We must learn this as parents, that this is what I always say this to the engaged couples, that communication will either make or break your relationship. So we must learn communication. And as parents, we need to learn the basics of communication as well. And that is listening and then responding. Take note, I said responding and not reacting. Okay, listening and responding. You cannot respond properly without listening intently. We must learn how to listen intently so we can respond properly. From the book Motivate, it says, God has given us something visual to help us better understand God's formula for open communication. How many ears do you have? The answer is obviously walang, baka mamaya may sumagot ang one. It's two, right? And how many mouths do you have? One. So this gives us a clue as to God's formula for good communication. Listen more and talk less. Because we have two ears and one mouth. So we must listen more and talk less. Listen two times more than you . So as parents, we must create an atmosphere with our children that they will be open to us. They will be open. They have this freedom that they can really speak their hearts out to us. Let's admit this, parents. When our children, again, sometimes when they start talking, ano ba naman yan? Di ba gaganyan ka na kaagad? Re-react ka agad. And when that happens, wala na yun. That's it. Hindi na yung magsasalta. Again, in order for us to respond properly, we must listen intently. Hayaan muna natin sila magsalita. Again, let us not become a how-to-death parents, but we must become wow parents. The Bible gave us this picture. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13, it says, if one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame. So be available. Parents, be available when your children wants to talk to you. And actually, when I am meditating on this and what happened to me this week, I sense that somehow the Lord is reminding me, actually when it comes to open communication, having time with my children. Because as you all know, Pastor Art, right? We were together this, I think last Wednesday or Tuesday. We went to Kalawan, and then we're just talking about a pastor that becomes so busy, and then all of a sudden he just told me, ikaw, pastor, ang dami-dami mong ginagawa. Even yung Friday mo, baka gusto mong pag-isipan talaga yan, yung pagpunta mo sa radio station, 702. You must spend time with your children habang bata pa sila. And then, as I am meditating on that, and then, very timely, I'm studying about parenting, it just dawned on me na, perhaps really, maybe it's the Lord who's really talking to me that I should, you know, there are things that I must give up at this point in time, at this season in my life, so that I can give time, more time to my children. So I can be with them, that I will be available. Every time that they need to talk to me, I should be available with them. Church, busyness, lagi na, nandyan na yan. It's given. As parents, you are working, given yung busyness. Hindi naman mawawala yun. Anak, busy eh. But when we say, anak, busy eh, it only shows who's your priority. When we start saying, anak, busy eh, may ginagawa, it gives them the impression that, okay, that's your priority and not us. Remember, our work, it will always be there. Hanggang tumanda tayo, hanggang mag-retire tayo. Our children, one day, they will have their own life. They will have their own family. Our work, it will always be there. Business, it will always be there. But our children, remember this, one day, they will have their own life. So with that, the next one is time. Take note that time builds relationship. The more you spend time with your children, the more you are building your relationship with them. The more you are deepening your fellowship with them, the more they will be close to you. And when we talk about time, I'm not only saying quality time, but also quantity time. Yan ang excuse natin, di ba? Eh, quality time naman eh. Walang quality kung walang quantity. Pwede ba natin sabihin, 1 minute, quality time naman yun ha? 1 minute with my child. Very subjective, di ba? So with quality, kasama yung quantity. And here's one thing from the book Motivate. It says, beware of the myth of quality time versus quantity time. The reality is quality time and quantity time, they go together. They go together. I personally, I have to work on this principle. I think we all need to have this perspective. Again, the tyranny of the urgent, what I'm talking about a while ago. The tyranny of the urgent, they will always be part of our lives. Urgent things, they will be part of our lives. Urgent papers, urgent meetings, and so on. But remember, again, our children, one day, they will have their own family. And for children, remember that they spell love with T-I-M-E. That is how they spell love. T-I-M-E. The more time you spend with your children, the more you will be able to influence them, to direct them, to disciple them, to motivate them towards fulfilling God's path for them. Do you know that term, magic moment? Have you heard that term, that magic moment? That you need to be sensitive with that moment when your children wants to talk to you. And speaking of magic, did you know that I learned a few tricks? Because I know that my children loves magic. Actually, it's not really magic, it's a sleight of hands. So I learned a few tricks so that, ay, Toby, lika, papakita ko sa'yo. Kaila, kaila. So that I can create that magic moment with them. And then si Kaila, di ba, pag naipang, oh, daddy, nawala nga. Saan mo, nasaan yun? Di ba? Wala na. And then from there, sometimes, that builds my relationship with them. Build that magic moment with your children. Your time with your children. Spend time with them. And next, in Motivate is intimacy. The word of God says bad company corrupts good character. So we must influence our children. Why are we going to allow the world to influence influence them, when we, as parents, we can do something about it. If discipleship will not start inside our home, remember our kids, they will be discipled by the world. Internet, YouTube, social media, and then there's their friends at school. So discipleship must start inside our home. Tan Chi has said, the strength of our influence is based on the closeness of our relationship with our children. The closer we are to them, the greater our influence will be. If we don't have an intimate relationship with our children, who will most likely influence them in making the major decisions at this stage in their life? Will it be the world? Their friends? But we want to be with them when they are making these tough decisions in their life. Remember this, church, the quality of your relationship with your children determines the influence you have in their lives. Now, next is vision. We must walk alongside with our children so that they might see God's will, the vision that God has for them, God's will for them. Again, we are here not to dictate our will, but we are here to direct them, to guide them towards the purposes of God in their lives. From the book Motivate, he said, the choices our children make will impact their future. Therefore, they should let their vision for the future impact their present choices. When they see what steps they may need to take to accomplish what that future vision, they will be able to make choices accordingly. Now, next is affirmation. We must use our tongue to build up our children. Just last Friday, there is this question thrown at us at the Heartline. Sabi, Pastor, paano po ba? Kasi bata pa lang siya. He or she received harsh words from her parents and now this is what is happening. So of course, we say, okay, kailangan niya ng counseling para sa healing process. So one thing that I learned from that question is this affirmation. We must use our tongue to build up our children and not to tear them down. The Word of God says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Words of affirmation. Of course, it does not mean na para bang hindi na natin sasawayin yung mga mali nila. Sasawayin natin, but let us open our eyes also to the good things that they are doing. Hindi lang yung bad things. Dapat makita rin natin yung magagandang ginagawa nila. Next, in motivate is teach and train. Again, the Bible says, bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. From the book Motivate, it says, God has entrusted parents with the responsibility of teaching and training their children. However, some parents have delegated this responsibility to the church and to their child's school. But hear this, God clearly commands that the parents are to teach their children to know, love, and obey God. We need to be intentional. Parents, we need to be intentional in doing this. We must disciple our children. And last is entrust. As parents, we must learn that we cannot see our children 24/7. Hindi naman tayo 7-11, di ba? Na 24/7, di ba? Nandun na nakikita natin lahat. We cannot see them, so we must learn how to entrust them to our God. Because at the end of the day, look at the general result. Again, this is not a promise, but a principle. Because the result is this. When he is old, he will not depart from it. Again, Proverbs, these are principle and not promises. Because definitely, sometimes we say, oh, even as parents, I did my best, but ito pa rin yung anak ko. Ba't nagkaganyan? Because at the end of the day, we must learn how to entrust our children to God. But if we will not do our responsibility, how much more, diba? Alam na natin kung saan pupunta yung mga anak natin. Okay? Not because that this is not a promise, hindi na natin gagawin. No. Our responsibility as parents, the principle here is that we must disciple our children. Why? Because the Word of God says at the end of the day, for it is God who works in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Let us pray that as we disciple our children, let God work in their lives so that we can see that they will have a good future. One last thing from Faith Life Study Bible, it says, children are responsible. At the end of the day, children are responsible for their choices regardless of their parents' training. So in conclusion, again, here's the principle. Parents, we must disciple our children. We may not know their future, but take note, our responsibility right now is to disciple our children. After doing our part, let us just entrust them to the Lord. So again, parents, you must disciple your children. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. I just pray, Lord God, that this brings encouragement to us, especially as parents, that may we learn, Lord God, that we will apply this, Lord God, especially to our children that is still under our care. Lord, hindi pa naman huli ang lahat. Sometimes sabihin namin, baka it's too late. No. I understand, Lord, that you are always giving us this opportunity that as we learn from your word, help us, Lord God, to apply this in our daily lives as parents. And for the children, I pray that may they learn how to obey their parents as their parents are discipling them. In Jesus' name we pray.